everyone. So I'm going to talk to you about the Bomb Genius Free Time Cloth Nappy. Now, the free time is a one size nappy, so you get to choose with the poppers on the size what size you want it to be. So if it's a newborn baby, put it down to the smallest size with the poppers, and for a medium baby, take it down a bit more. And you can open it right up on the side poppers for a larger baby or toddler. What I like about the Bomb Genius is you not only get the choice of having a popper or a Velcro on the sides, but you also, the fact that the inserts are actually connected to it, to the actual shell part, shall I say, which means that you don't lose them. It's easy wash. You take it out. If there's any stools or anything in it that are firm or anything, you do the usual thing of dropping it in the toilet. But you can literally just stick it straight in the washing machine. And it will wash perfectly fine. You will not lose the inserts because they're stuck to it. You can change the setup as well slightly. But there's two inserts, one at the back, one at the front. Literally, they're sewn onto the back and the front, and then you just flap it down. Their designs also, they've got loads of beautiful designs. We've actually got the one named Albert, which is for Albert Einstein. And I absolutely love it. It's so cute and kind of geeky, which is totally our thing, really. But there's, like I said, I haven't tried the poppers. We've actually got the Velcro. We've always used poppers, really. We've got a few little Velcro stuff. But I wanted to try Velcro on this. Even though we've got a toddler now, I was a bit wary about it. But the Velcro is really strong. So you get a nice, good fit. The Velcro, of course, being the fact that you can get a proper fit. Well, with poppers, it's easy for them to stay on because, of course, it's hard to take them off. But you don't really get that perfect fit as you would with Velcro. So I'm amazed we haven't had it ripped off. Not that I can think of. We've had it for about 2 months now. There's no damage on it at all. I did make the mistake of not putting the Velcro bits down, because you can, when you put them in the wash, you should always put the Velcro inward on itself. That way it won't catch up on the inserts. And I forgot to do that one day, so it has kind of slightly damaged one of the inserts a little. But it still works perfectly fine. You don't have to dry it in a low heat tumble dryer. You can hang it out outside and it will dry perfectly, very well. It does take a bit of time to dry, but nothing like some of the hardcore kind of bamboo stuff. But it is a good one. I would not recommend it for bedtime use, though. We did try it, because our son doesn't really have large wheeze in the night time as much now, but we have tried it a few times, and so far each time he's woken up soaking wet and wee, the nappy is soaked, the bed's soaked, he's all wet and smelly. So I wouldn't really recommend this as a bedtime nappy, but I would totally recommend the free time as a great daytime nappy. It does last for at least the age that I've been trying it on, who's it was before he was one, before he was two, and up to the age of two so far. It's lasted him really well. We've not really had any accidents apart from at night time. During the day, it fits snug around the groin and leg area, and fits perfectly around the waist, especially the Velcro. So definitely recommend it, but like I said, probably not the best for night times. Thanks for listening. Bye.